Thank you, Mr. Chair. It goes without saying that this is an important section of our document, which will hopefully soon form the core of a future protocol. We build on strong precedent, as it is intended, indeed the gold standard in the CCW, to forge certain prohibitions and restrictions, as well as positive obligations, as Finland mentioned. It's the approach that several of the CCW protocols have taken. While we now work on the specific part of prohibitions and restrictions, we need to keep the overall view of how prohibitions, restrictions, and positive obligations work together, including with the characterization and definition. Mr. Chair, I would like to make a few comments with regard to the first six paragraphs at this moment and come back to the remaining paragraphs at a later stage. With regard to the first three paragraphs, we support, of course, this restatement of the most important IHL provisions governing the conduct of hostilities. That said, we should consider if there are other basic IHL provisions that should be restated and what it would mean for IHL if they were left out. For instance, in relation to indiscriminate weapons, the inclusion of those weapons which cannot be directed at a specific military objective. Moreover, we would note a key practical challenge. How can a system determine combatant status? Or with regard to objects, how can an AWS determine if military objectives that do not make an effective contribution to military action by nature and whose total or partial destruction, capture, or neutralization in the circumstances ruling at the time offers a definite military advantage? These questions are highly contextual and can change quickly depending on the situation. They cannot be simply programmed in a target profile of a system. Finally, we also note a key ethical challenge when humans' characteristics are programmed into a weapon system or picked up by sensors. With regard to paragraph four, which we support, we need to ensure that effects of attacks must be anticipated and controlled. This must be linked with concrete requirements for limitations, geographical, time, and scale. In this statement, we would include thus the term limited as used in IHL. It was read, and I quote, if their effects in attacks cannot be anticipated, controlled, or limited as required by IHL. Paragraph four is a key red line. Systems that do not allow such control and judgments are unacceptable, and any future instrument must have the key priority to outlaw such systems specifically. The contrario, all acceptable systems must allow such control to be acceptable, and systems must be controllable. In line with previous contributions of Switzerland to the work of this GGE, we support here in the first year also additional specific considerations with regard to autonomous weapon systems on predictability, reliability, and the ability to change its mission parameters in relation to a specific attack independently and without human validation. In particular, we should consider in the first year weapon systems that can define or modify their mission and rules of engagement without human validation and that cannot execute their functions with a sufficiently high degree of reliability or predictability according to the intentions of a human commander or the human operator, or that could operate outside the defined parameters. Finally, with regard to paragraph six, as it's currently expressed, it seems to belong rather to the second tier on regulations and required measures. As others, we would find it worthy to consider rephrasing this part as a clear prohibition of systems that we deem as unacceptable and that should neither be developed or used. This for different reasonings, including operational and security, and not necessarily only with regard to IHL compliance. This should be considered in particular for autonomous weapon systems that are not adequately predictable or reliable. This could, for instance, be formulated as follows: lethal autonomous weapon systems that are not adequately predictable, reliable, traceable, and explainable are prohibited. Thank you, Mr. Chair.